As Shell Chemical builds a new plastics production plant in western Pennsylvania, there's been outrage worldwide over environmental problems caused by plastic pollution. The photo of a dead whale with 88 pounds of plastic in its stomach, and ones of turtles with plastic straws in their nostrils, have led to political action around plastic in the oceans. Well, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant met up with one researcher who's studying plastic waste not in the oceans, but in Pennsylvania's rivers. And she's looking for solutions.
It's a chilly morning, 7:45 a.m., and Penn State chemistry professor Sherry Mason and one of her students collect trash from Mill Creek in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, don't fall in. The chip bag, do you see it? The Cheeto bag?
There's a boom across the creek that catches debris. The trash gets pushed by the river and the wind into a cement containment area. A few times a week at the same time of day, Mason and her students show up with a large rake and pull up whatever they find. An iced tea bottle, beer can, cigarette butts.
Oh, and there's a for cigars. Do you see the wrapper?
The trash is placed in a bin. Mason says after collecting here or at a second research site at Cascade Creek, they take it to the lab and lay it out to dry on screens. Students will sort it and input data about each piece, what product it is, the material, the type of container.
What you'll notice is that vast majority of it is either styrofoam or bottles. It's a lot of plastic bottles.
Mason has already researched plastics in the Great Lakes.
What we see out there is really, really small.
Plastic doesn't go away, but it does break down. One bottle can degrade into hundreds, even thousands of tiny pieces of plastic the size of a grain of sand. They can be eaten by birds or fish. The impact on human health is still unknown. More and more local governments are considering banning plastic bags and other single-use plastics. Mason wants to have data for leaders to make more informed decisions.
When I stand in front of policymakers, they're like, well, how much of it comes from bags? How much of it comes from bottles? And I can't answer that question. And so I wanted to move upstream and look at bigger items.
Mason wants to find out how much plastic is flowing from the rivers to the Great Lakes and how it's affected by the rainfall, season, and economics of local communities. She's hoping to correlate what's pulled out of the rivers with what's collected in beach cleanups. And she's pushing for solutions.
So if you want to solve a litter problem, to me, a good starting point is policies that ban styrofoam and at least put fees on bottles so that then they're collected.
In Pennsylvania, the legislature has put a moratorium on municipal regulation of plastics. But still, some cities, including Philadelphia, are considering bans. Keith Christman says plastic bans are not the answer because plastic is needed for things like medical devices, cars, and keeping food fresh.
Plastic plays a very important role to society.
Christman is director of plastics markets for the American Chemistry Council, a trade group that supports the plastic industry. He says, like any trash, plastic in the environment is a problem.
The solution to this challenge is to improve our collection, recycling, and recovery of plastics and other materials.
Christman's group has a goal of recycling all plastic packaging in the U.S. by 2040. Judith Enck, founder of the nonprofit Beyond Plastic, supports a different goal, produce less plastic.
And it's an issue that gets worse every single day, especially when it rains hard and you have all these storm sewers. Basically, you know, they're delivery devices to get plastics into the water.
Half of all plastic in the world was made in the last 13 years, and more is being produced all the time. In Beaver County, Pennsylvania, Shell Chemical is building a $6 billion plant that will take ethane from natural gas and convert it to plastic. It's expected to produce 1.6 million tons of plastic pellets each year. More plants like this are under consideration in the region.
And the plastic makers and the fossil fuel companies would have us believe that there's no problem producing vast amounts of plastic because you can recycle it all. That's simply not true. Plastic recycling has been an abject failure.
According to the EPA, the highest recycling rate ever achieved for plastics in the U.S. is 9.5%. And many city recycling programs across the country are collapsing. China has stopped accepting plastic waste from the U.S. for recycling. There's little market for recyclables, and the costs are skyrocketing. Penn State's Sherry Mason wants product manufacturers to help create that market for recycled plastic. As she talks by Mill Creek, more waste collects in the containment area.
We have four more things that have blown in here. So that Dasani, the liquor bottle, the Dunkin' Donuts, and then there's another bottle of water. I can't see the brand on that one. I'm very interested in the brands.
There's been a focus on brands since a report last year by the environmental group Greenpeace. It found Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and Nestle were the world's biggest producers of this plastic trash. While many bottle labels say, please recycle, Mason says these companies need to take responsibility for their packaging.
So you can't say that you want people to recycle and then use very little post-consumer plastic in your product. It's only a recycling process if people are using it at the other end. And if the companies who make the bottles aren't actually using it, then who else is?
Some brands say they are taking action to use more recycled plastic. In a press conference just this week, Coke, Pepsi, and Keurig Dr. Pepper, maker of single-use coffee pods, announced a joint recycling initiative.
We're coming together across industry with a laser focus.
This is Catherine Luger, president of the American Beverage Association, a trade group.
To reclaim our plastic bottles so that they can be remade into new bottles, reducing our use of new plastic.
Luger says companies will be pushing to recover more plastic bottles and jointly investing $400 million to improve recycling systems in four parts of the country, which are yet to be announced. Sherry Mason says this is one move to correct course on the problem of single-use plastics, but the solution will be multifaceted and will mean a change in the way people think.
It's getting people to realize that our disposable culture is having an impact all throughout the chain. And what kind of society do we really want?
As that question is being pondered by people around the world, many still hope that this region will become a major center of plastics production for decades to come. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.